Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
I have a list of names.
I know, right? I'm just doing all that.
Gonna mess up a lot of names today.
Yeah, definitely.
Zine Singh. Samir Usmani.
No, I'm gonna be tearing these names up.
I don't even have Isaac
I'm not even
Gonzalez.
sure who Daishi is. Who the fuck is that?
That's the detective guy, or
Oh
whatever he
yeah.
was, the
That's the guy
Benedict
from Doctor
Wong
Strange.
character. Yeah, I actually like him in this. I
Yeah,
just
he's
like
great.
him. Yeah, I like
He's
him.
awesome.
I like him, and I like Game of Thrones, man.
He's Game of
Liam
Thrones,
Cunningham.
man, Lord.
Liam Cunningham.
There's three guys. Oh, because you
Okay.
got Jonathan Pryce
You
and
want?
John Bradley.
Yeah, that's right. You want me to do a countdown or
Yeah,
something?
just do a countdown and I'll start.
Okay, so we can start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome everybody once again to the Low Key Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Aaron Lanton, joined as always by Tim Malloy and Keith Denny. Today we're going to be going over Netflix's Three Body Problem, giving it a full review, spoilers from the jump. Or we're just going to be going right in. So if you haven't seen it yet, just going to give you a couple seconds to think about it, pause this, get to the show, come back, at least get to episode 5, and then, come back from there. That's really where the show starts doing this thing. All right, so from there, we're going to go ahead and get started. So, Three Body Problem really kind of dives into the story about a bunch of scientists sitting around, and some of them are getting murdered, some of them are taking their own lives. And also, the scientists left behind are finding that physics are not working as expected. Like, nothing is making any sense. Just basic laws of relativity, things like that, they're not coming together. And one of the scientists in particular starts seeing numbers that appear in front of her for a countdown. And she's warned that nothing bad happens. Well, nothing bad, nothing good happens when that countdown finishes. And so we just had this whole mystery about what's taking place. And we learned that actually we have some invaders potentially coming to Earth. And that's where the story starts. So, Keith, let me ask you first, what did you think about the three body problem?
Well, it's one of those things. I don't know why it just kept coming up in my mind. I was watching it and I was just like, I don't particularly like this. I think it took me for me, it took me like up to like episode 6 to kind of get to a point where like I'm invested enough to see it through. But if I was just watching it just by myself and I got to episode 3, I would have probably stopped watching. Part of it was, I guess it was, you know how some, so we talk about some stuff is like a slow burn, like, but for me, it didn't feel like it was a slow burn in a way of that I like in a sense, like, so Dune Part 1 and Dune Part 2 can be considered to be slow burns, right? But it was something so fascinating about the world and fascinating about the characters that allowed me to kind of stay and stick with it, right? Three Body Problem, I didn't really feel that. I don't, and I also don't know if it was a character thing because it's something to me about, I'm not that into characters that come off to be, the word I think I'm looking for is pretentious.
Passive? Oh, pretentious. And okay.
Yeah. And because of that, and it felt like the majority of the characters were that way for the most part.
Say a little
And,
more about that, because I want you to, finish your points, but I'm just really curious about that because I don't want to lose that.
I think that was my first like, and it might just be just a certain character that kind of made me feel that way, like the black guy. What was his name? I don't want to
For
call him the black
Ezra?
guy.
No, wait a minute, not Ezra.
Saul.
Saul, like, why am I thinking Ezra, Lord? Anyway.
That's my that's gonna be my son's name, actually. But
Oh,
it's a biblical name, so
then maybe.
both are biblical names, so that makes sense. Yeah, it was just like his character. And it just kind of, and maybe a couple other characters that kind of made me feel that way. I'm like, oh, And also, like, I knew nothing about it coming into it, because I don't know if I tell y'all this. I don't really watch trailers for stuff mostly that if you don't
I
speak, so
try not to do
I
that.
try to come in blind. So I'm like, it felt like they did too much to tell a alien invasion story, you know? Now there are things that I like about it. Like, I think most of the character build up, especially when it comes to what was the what's the character we're thinking of? Yi Wing Jing, Yi Wing Ji,
Oh
the
yeah, uh-huh.
one that first made contact with the Santee, which are
Right,
the
right.
name of the aliens, right? When we go into the backstory with the Chinese Revolution and all that, that stuff was dope. Like,
Yeah.
a lot of that stuff I really liked. But I don't know, as a whole, it was just kind of hard to get into for me.
Okay.
I think, and I think I talked to you about it, I think this show could have been five episodes, like just five real good stellar episodes, and it could have worked and probably been better and got to the point a lot quicker.
Right.
And I don't think it should have had to been dragged out to eight episodes.
Okay. What about you, Tim?
Yeah, I definitely would have watched it if we hadn't agreed to talk about it. And we say all the time, one thing about this podcast is we watch stuff that we would never watch otherwise. I still would have watched this because of the Game of Thrones legacy, because David
Okay.
Benioff and D.B. Weiss wrote it, and I really like Game of Thrones. I actually think it ended well. I'm one of the only people who thinks that the ending made sense. And I really like the way these guys plot stuff out and sort of play games and play three card Monty with your expectations. What I think they're really, really good at is setting up there's a conflict between these two people, and you think it's going to go this way, but actually it's going to go this way. And then this surprising thing is going to happen, and this third party you weren't expecting are going to be crucial. And they start to get into that in the fifth episode. And so
Right, yeah.
Aaron and also my friend Juan both told me, like, within a day of each other, you got to watch the fifth episode. And so that made me hang on through the fifth episode when I might have bailed out, simply because for the first three episodes or so, I don't really care about any of the characters.
Right.
I don't know if it's that they're pretentious, or that they're like a little icy and aloof, or that they're talking about physics concepts that I know nothing about. The one guy I did care about was the guy who has pancreatic cancer, and that's not because like he's like a particularly, endearing character or anything. It's just that he has pancreatic cancer, and you automatically sympathize with anybody in that situation. But what finally got me pulled in was in episode five, when it becomes this thing of like, all right, how is Tom going to outwit Jerry this time? It seems
Yeah.
like the people in contact with the aliens have the clear advantage. And then we find out that because of Augie and her mysterious nanofiber tech, whatever it is, her slice people in half, invisible guillotine technology, actually the mere mortals have the advantage, at least for now. But then there's also that thing where somebody has a victory in Game of Thrones, they're riding high. You know, the next episode they're going to be laid low. So I haven't been to episode six yet, but I feel like something real bad is going to happen to Aki, and
Oh
probably a bunch
man,
of other people I like.
that's funny.
I think Will the cancer guy is not long for this world. It's basically like the more you like somebody, or the more cool you think they are, the worse things are going to go for them. So Dashi is gonna die. Again, I'm in episode five, just making the predictions. Dashi is gone. Saul is in real trouble. I don't really care about Ye Wenji, so she's gonna be fine. Kind of the most like down to earth bro-y guy, I guess, is the snack food guy. And he, of course, died first.
Snack food
So,
guy. These predictions are so fun given what happens to all these folks at right after this.
Jin is absolutely fucked. I say this again, I'm on episode five. I know she's in trouble. Tatiana is totally evil, so she'll be fine. She'll do great. Joffrey lasted a real long time on Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
so all those
my take on the
predictions.
three body problem.
Everything you said was wrong except one
Wrong.
thing. That's pretty
Well,
great.
good. Yeah,
Because
pretty much everything.
I feel like I probably would have guess the same shit, which makes it funnier.
Oh, I knew that Augie would felt some type of way with how her nanotechnology was being used, but at the same time, I'm like,
Oh
girl,
my
what the hell did
goodness.
you think they were
Oh
talking
my
about?
she well, it's not just that. I'm her. Let's come back to her because that's going to take a second. Did you have anything else to say to him about the show before I
Only that
say
my
what I'm
wife is very bothered by Augie. She's like, I don't believe that this like beautiful 29-year-old is also the head of a nanotechnology firm and is also all this other stuff. I'm withholding judgment there, but I did want to get her complaint in that did feel a little television.
Yeah, that does have to be a thing a woman
I always
says.
feel that way. Like I was thinking the same thing. I mean, but
I always want there to be a skit or a sketch or something where somebody's like an EMT and they're like, I'm here. What's happening? What's the situation? You're the EMT? Yeah. What's going on? How much blood has he lost? Why aren't you a supermodel? Like
right. Why aren't you more beautiful?
you could be a supermodel. Why are you an EMT? I don't understand it. Like, wait, what is this? And they're trying to like save the guy's life. And it's like, no, you should be modeling. You know, actually, you should be modeling too. I mean, your cheekbones and you definitely, yeah. You
That'd
look
be
like a
so
full-on
funny.
athlete or something. What's your deal?
One thing I can say about Megan Fox, she never played a scientist.
But
Like,
Denise Richards did in the Bond movie, and everybody was like, no.
who did?
Denise Richards.
Yeah, so and I guess this thing is this idea like can hot people play like that smart? It's not that they can't play smart people,
I mean,
but
it
it's
comes up
like
a
a
lot.
scientist.
It works both ways. It's also like every CSI, every NCIS. It's like, why are you a cop? Like, you should be on a runway, dude. Like,
Right.
enjoy
It happens. I don't know. Maybe because you're that hot, you like, look, I'm not gonna use my looks to get anywhere in life. I'm gonna go straight to, I don't know, but I thought the same thing. She's definitely nice to look at, and she also is part of why I finished the three body problems. If
You
I'm being honest,
must have been
my
having a
wife's
hard
hot.
time with the last couple episodes, man.
That is how television
Yeah,
works.
because she's not in the last couple of
Oh no.
she's
I
not
mean,
being
she is. She's helping. She's telling people where to pump some water.
Bro, I'll turn my wife
She
down. Like
doing
that is
something.
why that's why they cast these shows the way they do.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for admitting that was part of your journey.
As well.
It didn't hurt for me, you know. Maybe that's why I was waiting on Will to die in episode seven.
Why does this man want Will to die so bad,
No,
though?
I just was like, so it's funny. Like we have like such separate reactions to this show. It cracks me up because like this hadn't happened in a little while. Well, we. Like the things we'll be focused on are just so different. But yeah, like I will just say real quick, Tim, like I was just getting so much joy listening to you because I shared a lot of what your thoughts were, but there was some that were so opposite. Like I was just so tired of Will's ass by the time we got to episode 4 or 5. Because like
Well,
every time someone would come up, he'd be like, I mean, I feel this way so passionately. And then his friends are always so encouraging and loving. Oh,
dude,
dude, why don't you just
also,
go for it?
you can't. We've talked about this before. You can't really sympathize with the guy who's been in love with some woman for 15 years
It
and
hasn't said nothing.
hasn't said anything and is like friend zone and is like this tragic figure. Like, you're just a weirdo, man.
And then so like
You let
he's
it go
around
on too
all
long.
these Hedian friends of his. You know, and what does he do with the fortune after his friend betrothed it to him in his will? He buys a star for the woman he's never gonna tell. He's not gonna tell her he bought it for. Like he ain't even
Man.
gonna do no blow or nothing while he got cancer knowing he finna die. He ain't gonna do nothing indulgent. He just like keeps obsessing over her, how he's never gonna do anything
But nowhere in
for.
this tight-knit group of eight friends could any of the friends like do him a solid and go like, hey, what do you think of Will? I never thought of him that way. All right, cool. Hey, Will, she's running to you.
I kind of honestly would have enjoyed if they had shown that having happened in the past. That would have actually been really funny. And then it would have actually made what happened at the end even more tragic.
Because at a
But
certain point, you're a creep if you like stay around that person. Like if you're still trying to stay in the pocket. for when she breaks up with the new guy.
Pull, trying to pull the
Yeah,
Steve Urkel.
that sucks. That's lame.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, well, look, I don't want to just only talk about Will.
Creators of the three-body problem are like, do you know how much research we did on physics? And this is what you idiots are talking about? Like,
it's oh, but that happens when you watch the show. I will say, man, episode five, I just found I watched the show a while ago, so like when events happen, kind of to me, are all over the place. But two things I want to talk about real quick, and then I do want to like really hear a little more about just separate things that we found ourselves focused on. So the first of those, what did y'all think of oh my Ye Wenji, her, I guess it's her husband or whoever it is, the dude
Mike
talking to
Evans.
the aliens. Yeah, the dude talking to the aliens, keep calling him my lord. Like, what did y'all think of that dynamic? Was that appealing to y'all? Did that come off weird? Like, what did y'all think of that?
There's a real good book called World War Z by Mel Brooks's son that got turned into the Brad Pitt movie that it's also good but isn't as good as the book because the book is amazing. And they call the people who basically sell out to the zombies, Quislings.
Why Quizlings?
I think it's named after like a figure in the Revolutionary War or something like that. Somebody, I believe it was somebody named Quisling who would just like try to appease the invaders basically. And this guy seems like a total Quisling. Like that's a what I'm trying not to say is that's a bitch move. That's a bitch move.
It is.
But I think what was interesting to me is that like these people they're kind of more on one end because it's different than let me see how I can put this into words. So like if like let's say Russia coming to invade the United States and then people are like I'm gonna just go out here and get on Russia's side though whatever. But you don't view them as gods, right? Whereas like it seems like these people they view the Santee like they kind of in a sense of forming like a religion off of them so
They
because
look
that's
for
why
favor when they come to invade and say, oh,
yeah
well,
but
we've been loyal to
I think it's
you.
more than favor it's more like religious fervor you know what I'm saying because even when you think of
Well,
Tatiana it's deeper than just like you're going I'm going to receive favor from you it's like
I've been chosen.
guys are coming here and you're going to make the world better. Like that, because they mentioned that a few times. They mentioned this idea that they're going to solve all the problems that we have here. Even when Yi, I can't remember her last name, when Yi sent that message
You and G.
initially, Yi Wenji, when she sent that message, it was something along the lines of like, because the person that the alien that was messaging her back was like, look, don't answer back. Because if you answer back, we're coming. But I'm a pacifist, so I'm trying not to have that happen, right? She was like, go ahead and come because
But I
we
will say that to me, that contradicts what they tell dude, although it makes sense that they would contradict to some degree.
if they
Like, because
tell
they
which
don't have
one.
to tell us the truth, right? But when, because, okay, so she gets that message back and reads it as, if you send something back, we coming. As if like there's an individual, one of them, who is responding. But remember later, they say basically when they're telling all them stories, when they're like, my lord, da 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 da, they're like, when you tell us something, we all learn it at the same time. But I
It's
think
weird.
that means that they're lying, even though they're saying that they can't.
They acted so offended by the lie in the wolf.
In the story.
Yeah. What is that story called again? Little Red Riding Hood. Sorry.
He said with the wolf.
Hey, Tim, to be honest, I did that. I was mentioning that too, and I did the same thing. So no reason to feel embarrassed with that.
But I think that's the thing. They do think that these aliens are like in some type of way, like saviors.
Benevolent
Yeah.
when they come through and they'll be here to help. I mean, the thing is, if you're one who is When you see something new, you want to explain it as something that had, like some, a lot of people feel like things happen for a reason, da, 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 but the way that they feel that that happens for a reason is that it was somehow divinity in some way. So
Right.
like they're gonna feel like the story of man is somehow connected to these creatures that are from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, because the thing is, like, for a lot of people who are religious, like, everything revolves around humanity. And so, really, the whole thing about, like, aliens coming anyway is sort of a threat to the idea of religion anyway, because humans are supposed to be the center of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the whole idea of creation is that, we are the center of it.
Well, it makes me think of like Thor, where the people, we find out that the Norse gods were actually just aliens from another planet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, in Marvel
That's how
Comics,
it is. Yeah.
I didn't remember that.
which is
That's
cool.
cool,
That's a
though.
cool idea. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But
Now I want to look at that and how the realms were created. But yeah, that's a whole nother thing. The other thing I want to ask you guys about, episode 5.
yeah,
What did you think
great set piece.
about, huh?
They do great set pieces. Like
Yeah. Say more about that.
Benioff, Weiss, and the guy who came in, I forget who the third partner in it is. I don't know his work as well, obviously. But they do spectacularly good set pieces. Like the thing with the sky winking is absolutely incredible. The countdown is really good. And the whole situation with the boat is fantastic. I can't believe nobody's done anything like that in the Panama Canal before, like a big action sequence of the Panama Canal.
That was pretty cool.
That's a really underused location for just an incredibly important place and beautiful and fascinating place.
Oh, and don't forget the We Are Bugs thing. I mean, that's all
Oh,
part of the winking and
great.
this and that. I mean,
Great.
we are, but you are bugs. I don't say we are bugs.
Yeah, they really do like building up to this dramatic point. You know how there's like beats? Like you got your story beats and you're like, was that a beat? Was that a beat? Like they hit a beat harder than anybody. Like when
Yeah,
someone,
it's unmistakable.
yeah, they do a
Unmistakable.
really nice job.
Yeah.
And it happens so many times in Game of Thrones. They're just excellent at it. And also, Benioff writes good books.
Yeah.
I really like them. I think they're great writers. Really, really great writers.
No, I agree. So what I mean, there's so many things to focus on with this show. What would you guys like to spend a few minutes on?
I'd like to mention that the other fellow's name is Alexander Wu.
Thank you. I
Sorry,
appreciate
Alexander Wu, you're definitely not listening to this, and if you were, you've turned it off.
it.
But much
Definitely
respect.
want to give him his due.
Yeah, like I said, I think sometimes, just to the point of what Tim was talking about, like it, and even what I was talking about is that sometimes, making characters stand out in some type of way. It's what I think for me and maybe the majority of people and more invested in something and care about what actually happens to the characters. And I felt like I think a little bit of the science stuff was fine, but it just wasn't my vibe. It also seems like something that's probably better in book form because I know it's based off a series of books, and maybe for people who are into that, like more. What would this, because I feel like there's different types of science fiction, and this must be like high science fiction or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not like
I mean, I feel like there's some that will get way deeper into that than this one, but to me,
it's
I
like
don't
more
know that it
science
delves
than fiction.
that deep into the science. I think it's more weighed down by the fact that from my understanding of listening to some people talk about the books. They're not very character driven. And they've actually
And that makes sense.
consolidated a lot of the characters in the book into, like, in some cases, it's like multiple people are being mailed into like one person. And so that's why some stuff feels a little disjointed.
What do you mean? Like,
Like,
so.
so you might have like three characters in the book get put into one character,
Got you.
like that kind of
So
stuff.
that's probably what stood out to me then with the characters.
Yeah,
My
I mean,
understanding is also that all the characters in the book are Chinese and they don't necessarily know each other.
and they've decided to make them all students who went to Oxford together, and they represent like people from all over the world. So it's a very diverse group, and like you can see yourself on screen almost whoever you are, which I think is a good move. Netflix wise is a good move in terms of getting a broader audience and having everybody like be able to appreciate the show. But it does seem like a drastic change from whatever the dynamic was in the book, and I haven't read the books. And
And just to mention real quick too, there is a Chinese version of this show that came out
right.
before this one
Oh,
that
really?
I have not seen. Yeah.
The fact that
It
this,
is different somehow.
the more sugary, the more spoonful of sugar makes a medicine go down version of this show, that's been like made for my American eyes, is still a little too dense for me. Makes me think I should probably not seek out the book.
Yeah, I mean it's yeah, like I said, it's probably gonna be I shouldn't downplay the way they talk. Yeah, I mean, it gets into some science stuff. I mean, I think I just kind of dismiss it because I am familiar with a lot of that context around those, like the scientific concepts,
I am
and
very
so.
dumb about scientific concepts, and like if you asked me to explain what the three body problem is, I would have a very hard time doing that. I get that it involves the three sun system, but yeah, my head starts to spin when you get into orbits and things like that.
The only thing is the same is when you have multiple celestial bodies with like their own forces of gravity, just because of how strong those forces are, there's a computer actually, for example, like even if it's like a quantum computer can't figure out always with 100% accuracy like what the gravitational pull will be on a body in between those two gravitational forces. And so even if that calculation is off by like a very, very like the tiniest, tiniest decimal, that tiny thing could mean that it could just slightly be out of orbit or it could fling itself completely out of orbit and just start floating somewhere.
And then we all gotta fucking dehydrate, roll ourselves up into a little duffel bag, get thrown in a pool. Yeah.
Yeah, look, let me tell you something. I still don't know what the hell's going on there.
Awesome.
I think the idea though is like with the three body problem, like it's showing different examples of like if it's in orbit and it gets closer to one of those stars and starts getting too hot, that's kind of what can happen. And then the other version is like if it got too cold because it's too far away from any star now, so it's not getting enough heat. Like that's kind of what it could mean. They don't say that outright, but in my mind, that makes sense.
As a stupid person, I want there to be a metaphor there. Like, it's a three body problem, and it's also a romantic, triangle
No,
or something like that. And nope.
it's the science stuff.
Like, we're not going to give you any help, stupid person. You have to actually try to understand scientific
But
concepts.
I did, even though I thought it was a little God, Keith, can you explain to Tim how it ended? I for some reason I feel like I could explain to him. It
Don't
involved the
even bother. No,
cicadas.
don't
No,
even
no, no,
talk.
no, no,
I'll
no.
watch it. I'll
It's an
watch it.
okay metaphor. Oh, okay. Well, all right.
I'll
I'm talking
watch
about with
it.
the cicadas. Yeah, I think it's
Oh,
actually
wow.
pretty decent, honestly.
I did see on the Drudge Report today. This is what a terrible idiot I am. There was a headline that said, no, I'm not going to do this. It was a three body problem joke. It's about finding three bodies.
Oh, goodness. You know,
But
so I haven't heard of that site in like a decade. So, yeah, I already know
oh.
that thing was flaming.
There's also a Reddit joke where they're talking about how there was a murder behind the scenes in the making of this show where, like, a producer or something, there was a killing involving a producer, and somebody in Reddit goes, oh, so it's now a four body problem. Good job. Good job, buddy.
Just,
Yeah,
it's funny. Yeah, there's
yeah.
nothing that literal in this show. I really do wish they had figured out a little bit better how to use the characters. I do think they're the weakest part of the show, and I don't think that the performances are good. I want to be clear on that. I didn't see any performances stuck out like particularly weak. But really, at the end of the day. Oh, we haven't talked about this at all. The flashbacks to the Chinese Revolution. I thought that actually was really good television. This show sometimes feels like it's like three or four different genres.
Yeah.
which can be really jarring, when you're in the midst of an episode sometimes. But I think a lot of it does work pretty well, especially like when we go back to the past. I think honestly that is where some of the strongest moments come from. And you really get a sense of how, like, one thing I do think that we can say is that Ye Win Ji's her story is very similar as far as what she went through and what drove her to make the decision that she believed humanity had reached a place where it needed outside help just for survival.
Yeah, so this is my other thing, and I was talking to my wife about it, and I just couldn't get my brain around, like, okay, so the aliens ain't gonna be able to make it to Earth to 400 years, right? And so their whole plan is to try to cripple Earth's technology and stuff so that they can be able to essentially conquer the Earth, right?
Yeah.
So this is my whole deal. These folks can't lie. Like, they literally, their biggest weakness is that they can't lie. So did you get that at one point? Like, they literally mentioned at one point, I forgot who mentioned it. It was Game of Thrones, man. Liam Cunningham's character, I think that's his name. He had mentioned, or Jen had mentioned it to him about how the Santee cannot lie. So if they say something, like if you ask them something, they would have to. They would tell you.
Well, let me ask you a question because that's true, but there's a couple things there. One, they have to respond. Like, just because they don't lie don't mean they can choose to not respond. You know what I mean?
That's true, but any enemy that can't lie, they can't win no war.
There's a classic film.
Like, you're not gonna beat Earth if you can't lie. I'm sorry.
Sun Tzu in the Art of War.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Tzu in the Art of War starts off with all war is based on deception. And one of the greatest deceptions would be to say that you can't lie. I mean, I think you
That's
established
true.
before that they can lie because that one guy who said, they've already contradicted themselves with the one guy who said, I'm the only one who got this message. Good thing it was me and not one of the others. And then later, the Lord contradicts that by saying we all gain information at the same time. I think they can lie. I think they're doing some
Oh, I'm
classic art of
saying.
war shit.
Yeah, they could be. You're right. And I
I
guess that's one thing I do say I like about the show is the mysteriousness of the Santee,
Yeah.
because you never know. Even like with that, with what you just said, or even when they like, what do you guys look like? And they were like, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I
So
love that.
they
That's what I'm
appeal
saying.
to him.
That's not a lie. You know what I mean?
No, that's right. I mean, that's facts. The forms they take, like, so the woman with the sword, she's not the one that they're calling Lord, or do they call them all Lord, like
I think all of them, that's just the
are
form
considered
she takes
Lord?
in front of them. Yeah.
And then, so it's either her that you see, or you see like the little girl flower or whatever her name was. So I
Follower.
don't know, that
Yeah.
do kind of make it interesting in how mysterious that is, and how they don't. Their technology don't make much sense. Like, what they got, like small nano computers that you can't even see, but they can see everything. So it makes it
And
seem like
communicate
they're
that shit in live like
omnipotent.
it's a Zoom.
Yeah,
But
so it make them seem more omnipotent and all this other stuff.
they basically are though. Up to the point, Tim, let me ruin this one thing for you. There's
No,
a
ruin the thing. Okay, whatever.
but this is one thing. They can well, there's a character that ends up having an experience with them kind of that for once doesn't require like a headset or nothing. Like they just start interacting with them and showing them shit beyond just a scary number. And they
Yeah.
just are like, I can do this to you whenever I want to, kind of shit. And as
Yeah.
long as you live, I'll be, doing this kind
Great.
of thing. It's like, damn, that's creepy
Oh,
as
he
hell.
did. Yeah, they did that, the old head.
Because of the pho-ons or whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
The photons.
Great.
I think
Photons.
that's what they call them.
Because that's also probably how they were able to make the sky blink.
Yeah.
Or make it seem, because that's the other thing. The sky doesn't really blink. They made it seem like it was blinking. The stars blinking, right?
But
Yeah,
that
so.
other thing in episode 5 actually happened though.
Yeah,
That wasn't
but
a
I'm saying, like,
loop.
is it happening, like, as a sense of, like, that they can, are they showing, like, kind of like a hologram type situation?
Finally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, that's just was with the big eye, because they said they want to show them fear. So they're pretty manipulative, like that. I guess they know what they're doing. I also don't understand what these wall facer people going to do. Like, they're just going to plan stuff in their head. And you understand
That
that?
basically, like, if some come up and they like, I want you to build a pool in the middle of the ocean. I'm like, what? Why the fuck would you do that? Just do it. All right, just say hey, whoever got $50 billion, this wall face wants some money, dog. Give him
Yeah,
this
but
pool.
they're supposed to plan stuff without
And never tell
communicating
anybody what they're doing.
and without telling people what they're doing. At one point, the aliens are going to see what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know. I don't fully understand how that works, but okay. Like, especially if they can't communicate with
Well,
each other.
because you don't have to explain what you're doing until you do it.
Gotcha.
Like
At
they won't
time.
know your purpose for doing a thing until you actually execute it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that would be the idea. I really, it's a really interesting idea. The thing that's really interesting about it, I had two funny thoughts on. I said funny, but they just thoughts about stuff the show makes you think about. So this is obviously kind of a thing that would happen on Earth all the time between civilizations, where you'd have somebody coming from overseas with some people who ain't got no technology that can rival what's going to come towards them. And it's the same sort of concept. Like, if you were to reach out and try to meet new people, like it go to a new world, so to speak, as the Europeans used to say, like, what will you find? What if they showed up and people had machine guns already? Like anything could happen. You never know.
Yeah.
It could be the sea, it could be people. You never know what could haunt you out there. So there's
Dragon.
that piece. Except we're doing that shit in space. We out here today signaling where we are all the time, which, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. But the assumption that a new civilization will come upon us and be benevolent seems unlikely at best, if that would have happened, right?
Really does.
Yeah, it's just like, we're gonna come down just to help and then we're gonna dip. Yeah, sure.
I guess it's assuming that they're not like us.
That'd be lovely if they weren't
Yeah.
like us.
It Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, because if they like us, then yeah, they'll definitely like conquer this world. It's just weird.
Yeah, all this is kind of this it's pretty interesting. I can't even remember the second thing right now.
I was just going to
Let's
say,
see.
it takes a crazy mix of optimism and pessimism, because you have to have total pessimism that humans can fix ourselves, and also optimism that this completely unknown, very powerful new force is going to be benevolent.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at this point, I think it's really safe to say that, it probably when you do a thinking exercise about this after watching this show, you probably go, yeah, that's not a great idea. Like, I have a sense because I've been listening to things about where the next books go. It's actually really fascinating. I want to see how they do this, because it goes places. Like, it really, really does. And I'm just fascinated by the idea that they really do this, because I'm just telling you, the stuff that's coming up, if you thought you anticipated a Game of Thrones finale, you ain't got no damn idea. Like, this, I mean, they could follow the books and it'd be re super tragic, but I really wonder if they would do that same thing, because there's so many differences from the book series, not like deviating from like really where it's going up to this point. And some stuff, That's really, really fascinating. Like I'm only not mentioning it because I know like God, if they do go to season two and they do this stuff, I cannot wait to talk to y'all about it because it's like, what would people actually do? Would they do this stuff? Are these tactics that would be considered? I mean, like they're like incredibly fascinating things because I wouldn't have the imagination to do that stuff or even to think that that's what people would come up with. But it's like, oh yeah, that's exactly what we would do to protect ourselves.
Yeah. So I don't know. This is an interesting conversation. We could start. We could talk about this all night. I was thinking in closing. This might be a weird question, but considering we got the writers of Game of Thrones on this, we know how Game of Thrones is and stuff. What do you think would be a good adaptation for them to work on next?
Oh wow.
I mean, they were supposed to do a Star Wars movie. I don't know if they're still doing it.
A Star Wars,
Yeah, there
a
was talk they were
star.
going to do that, and I think they left it to work. I believe they left it to work on this, but kind of the way this podcast started, in a way, is Aaron and I were talking about Confederate, the show they were supposed to make that
Right.
everybody completely forgot about, and like I was like, we should just do a podcast about Confederate, which would last like 12 episodes or whatever, and then Aaron was like, "Hey, you know Keith, who I do the meanwhile in the multiverse with? We should bring him in." And I was like, "Oh yeah, Keith's hilarious. That'd be
Is
great.
that how it
I've
started?
never even talked to you." Yeah, and then we started recording episodes for this, and that's what this became.
And we
So,
did the Get Out episode together too.
Yeah,
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was
that's
a
that I
meanwhile
think we were still doing
in
Meanwhile in the
the
Multiverse back then, and that was the crossover.
That's how we first talked, me and Keith. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the initial.
Yeah. And so when you were like, Keith should do it too, I was like, absolutely great. And yeah, so in a way, we owe these guys our little podcast. I
Wow,
think we
that's
owe
a
most to Get Out, but we owe a little bit to these guys and their completely rejected Confederate show idea that everybody said they weren't allowed to do.
hey, I was a hater of it too, and even seeing this, I hate the idea, and it really doesn't have anything to do with them necessarily, but it's just, man, people ain't responsible enough to take a show like that and just let it be what it's gonna be. Like it just would turn into a different beast than just being about the art, and I don't think that's worth it. We got enough garbage out there,
Well, you just
honestly. Like
imagine people like cosplaying it at Comic-Con, and it was like, hey.
we have enough stories to tell that don't have to be out here hurting feelings unnecessarily. Like,
So I was thinking, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Saga,
yeah, I love Saga.
comic
That's
book
a
series.
what an incredible story.
I think they could probably do Saga if they wanted to do something different. I think
What's
that'd
that
be
guy's name?
dope.
Brian.
Brian K. Vaughn, or
Yeah,
yeah, Brian K. Vaughn.
I'm
Yeah, he
just
worked on
holding my
Under the
breath
Dome
thinking
here.
about that. That's such a
Yeah, he is a killer. He's a great writer.
Well, one
Oh
other thing to
man,
chew on.
wow.
So chew on that, Aaron. And
Damn, dude.
what about Berserk?
You them doing Berserk?
Yeah. It's a long
Oh,
pause.
come on,
But
man. I don't know.
Berserk is by far one of the most tragic, like stories.
Dude, I don't even think I can take that
Yeah, you
live
think they're
action,
messing up?
man.
You
I
think they're
don't
messing
even.
up or giving any?
No, no, no. I mean, like,
You wouldn't be
I mean, if
one
it's done
of
well,
the
I'll be even
story.
more broken, man. Like, I don't know. That's yeah. That's one of those if you know situations right there. Like,
Right. Because I wouldn't even want to touch Berserk.
I don't, man. Hey, I don't even want to see nobody do that well. I'd never go to sleep again. That nightmare shit.
You
Like
know what?
I don't want to see a very good live action version of that, as
Berserk did
incredible
give
as
me
it
a
would be.
nightmare though, for real. And
Yes.
like, is this the
Berserk is
multi-dimensional shooter game? No.
no, it's it
It's
literally is one of the anime that changed how I thought about friendships in my life and what I was gonna do with the people surrounding me.
Well, you know how you just talked about like how Game of Thrones was like when you like really like somebody and then they just die and stuff. Sort of Berserk is worse than that. Like,
Jeez.
it's like
Nah, it's like magnitudes worse.
it's like
Hey.
It's terrible. That's all I gotta say. Like, and you know,
You said like Charles, but you said it's terrible.
now, like, it was like one of them things where it's like you watching it, you expecting it to be a certain type of way. There's certain things that you expect, and then when you get to the end of that, was it just one season in the anime, and then
Yeah.
they continued in the manga? It's just so bad. Like what happened to the
It's
characters? It
not even
almost
the
felt like.
violence. It's the other stuff. It's so rough. Oh man,
Yeah,
it's a lot. Like
it's
you're
hard to.
watching it, like this is not happening.
Yeah, it's
This is
hard to
not
watch to
happening.
this day, but I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there because when I think what tops Game of Thrones is Berserk,
Wow.
but like it like as far as like when you just like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened type thing. You know
Nah,
what I'm
no.
saying?
People think they know. That's the thing, man. Like Red Wedding wasn't like, I mean, it was bad, but I'd seen worse,
The reason
man.
why
Like,
Red Wedding
but
was bad because it was so calculated. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're
that was bad,
okay.
yeah.
I'm gonna put it like this. This is why the Berserk stuff bothers me, right? It's the betrayal part of it, but it's also the part of like you follow these characters, right? And they completely badass, right? For all intents and purposes, these people are badass, right? But then they put in a situation that there was no way out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that was the thing.
It was
There,
like if you
to one of the
watch,
characters, he thinks there was a way.
yeah, but it's essentially like if you watch the Justice League just completely get massacred in the works, like, and it's just
Nah,
like it
it ain't even that. It's
in a
nope.
you don't think
That don't
so?
even no. Because Batman and Superman don't even have that kind of relationship. Not even really. Nah,
I'm
it's
trying to
different.
step on Berserk and catch up here, and I have no
Yeah,
idea.
check out the
Like,
manga.
because here's the thing: if Batman, when Batman and Superman had to walk away from each other, they can do that, and it's okay.
Okay.
But
Yeah. We just
these
speaking.
two characters can't do that.
Yeah,
One of them can, the other can't.
we just talking about
Anyway,
some vague stuff that nobody on here knows what we're talking
yeah,
about. So
sorry, we're just real
I
passionate
think we
about
go
this.
ahead and close it out.
But to those who know, like y'all
You
gripping your
know.
seats too. And the thing is, sorry, we went on that long tangent. However, we say all that to say this, that is one of the great stories that there has been. So if you have Netflix and you want to binge three anime movies in like 6 hours that are gonna break your fucking heart, they're right there.
So let's just say that the safe bet for me would be like them doing Saga. I think they can do Saga pretty well.
I don't know if they're the right ones for Saga. They could probably do it
You think
fine,
there's
but I don't
people
think
probably
they're the
better for
right ones.
Saga?
I mean,
Because
I can't tell you something off the top of my head, but
it had to be
like,
a TV show.
yeah, oh no, what? No, that can't be a movie. Hell no.
Yeah, definitely a TV show.
No. You take your time with that.
What about the people that do The Boys? I can see that.
Yeah,
Oh
I'd actually
wow.
like him to do
Oh
Secret Wars.
man. Jeez, Keith, what's up with these ideas, man? What's going on over there?
I'm saying it's just this is what I think about late at night. So,
I
like
would like him to
I,
do Secret Wars because Benioff worked on the Wolverine movie way back when. I think that'd be awesome.
yeah.
Damn.
So.
Hey, that's a fantastic idea. I don't know if you need to float that too, or how you need to go get a producer job over at Amazon, but
Oh yeah, man.
that's fire ideas.
I definitely got some stuff like. Now I would be a writer on a Saga show. I wouldn't want to never touch Berserk, or I would never personally. I would never watch Berserk ever again since that time you let me borrow it and it was stolen. I don't know. It was. I said I probably.
I'm still sorry. Whoever that thief is, I mean, I hope that karma came to them that day.
It might
I'm
not have
still,
came that day, but
I
anyway,
hope it was that day. I had a whole DVD set for $20. Oh, I'm so pissed. Anyway, I still think about that at night. That keeps me up. Shit. I
right,
never find that for $20 again.
never, but anyway, man, we can start closing up, man. So, anything you want to plug for Movie Maker, Tim?
The new issue is just now on newsstands. George Miller is on the cover. Anya Taylor Joy is on the cover. Chris Hemsworth is in the issue. They're talking about Furiosa.
Yeah, and the cover is fire. I thought it was AI.
When does Furiosa come out again?
I believe it's out on May 25th.
May
I'm gonna
25th.
Google this real quick so that I don't blow it. Furiosa release at May 15th.
May 15th. Okay.
Oh,
A
I'm
whole
sorry.
week.
That was
That
Fury.
was.
I'm sorry. Furiosa release date is, I was close, May 24th.
Boom.
May 24th.
Almost
Okay.
the day of my wedding anniversary.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah,
That's
that's
pretty
something to
cool.
look forward to watching too. Furiosa might be, if it's anything like Fury Road, it should be dope.
Answers a lot of questions you have after Fury Road.
Oh, okay, makes sense. So, y'all want to
That's
follow us
fun.
on social media? We're at Instagram at the Low Key Pod. Anything else you wanted to add, Aaron?
Nah, that's it, man. You've done a good job closing for us. I'm gonna probably check out The Curse finally on Showtime. Heard it was interesting. Not sure what we're gonna go over next. There's so many things. Maybe Monkey Man. Maybe. We'll figure it out. All right, we'll holler at y'all on the next one though.
All right,
Take
peace.
it easy.